We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Crimson Drive, presented by Tuscaloosa Toyota. This is Roger Hoover, now pleased to be joined by one of our Alabama legends for this week as we look back to 1971 and the SEC championship team. Robin Parkhouse, the former defensive end for the Crimson Tide, joins us now from his home. And Robin, Roll Tide, it's great to see you.
Roll Tide, Roger. Thank you for having me. Real excited about coming up this weekend. So thank you.
When I mentioned the 1971 SEC champion Crimson Tide, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, the first thing I think that comes to my mind, Roger, is just the great coaches, starting with Coach Bryant and several other very, very good, successful coaches that went on after Coach Bryant that were part of that staff. And then it, my group that we're going to have the 50-year reunion with that came in 68, freshmen. And those first two, next two varsity years, sophomore and junior year for us, we had those 6-5 seasons and then 6-5-1 my junior year. And then so there was some talk at that time of, was Coach Bryant going to stay around for any more of that, or how much more of that losing could he take, you know? And so when we were seniors, our group, several of us had played quite a bit as sophomores and juniors, and we had some good younger guys on that team too, great teammates. And so we were able to turn it around and go 11-1 in the regular season and beat Auburn for the SEC championship. I believe we were both 10-0 going into that game. And so it was kind of like a playoff that just happened out that way then. But and so then we got to play for the national championship against Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. And if you don't mind, Roger, we won't talk anymore about that game right now. They were a very good team, and we just didn't ever really get in that game too good.
I understand, but you guys did bring a championship back, the SEC championship in 1971, and you guys are being honored this weekend with Tennessee in town. That was also a big game in 1971 as well, to end what had been a small losing streak to Tennessee.
Yes. Yes, it was. And all of those games were very, very big to us. And in terms of those first 2 years, we had been beat by most, you know, by several of those teams in the SEC that Coach Bryant had been pretty consistently beating them in the series. And so, yeah, we were able to win and get those victories our senior year, like I said. And then that was just, I know our group takes a lot of pride in the fact that Coach Bryant, that set him back on the track to stay through the 70s and win three more national championships. And at that time, I believe, was the winningest coach number of games. And you know, just got to kind of solidify his greatness, you know. And so we feel like we were instrumental in that, in the sense that turning it around that year and getting the Tide back on the winning track. So we take a lot of pride in that. And we all feel very fortunate and very blessed to have been part of it. I know I do. And I think I'm speaking for, all the guys that were there with us at that time.
Of course, this weekend, you're being honored along with Johnny Musso as our honorary captains. For our Alabama fans that maybe didn't get to watch him game in, game out like you did, just what made him so special as a running back?
Well, Johnny just, he didn't have any give in him. And it was just no quit or giving up on any play or any run. And he had the gift of strength and speed, quickness. He didn't have a tremendous amount of speed, but he had plenty of quickness and was just such an intense running back in the way he got after it. And also blocked. He was a great blocker when one of the other tailbacks or running backs were getting the ball in the wishbone going the other way. And but Johnny just he just led by example, and the effort and intensity that he played with, it was just really on any run that you watch Johnny run, it was inspiring, just the effort that he would put out. And he was just a great player, and he's an even better man.
You mentioned hard to take down. Were you able to get him a few times onto the turf when you guys were practicing against each other, getting ready for seasons and things like
that?
Yeah,
I had to go up against him some, and got lucky, probably got him down a few times, and he probably ran right through me a few times too. But yeah, Johnny was, I think one time, I hit him and his thigh was coming up like he did with those piston thighs and hit me in the head, about knocked me out. So, yeah, Johnny was tough to bring down. I tell you, you almost had to gang tackle him. Very few one-on-one tackles took Johnny down.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're visiting with Robin Parkhouse, who played for Coach Bryant. And I always ask players that were in the Bryant era, just what are the biggest life lessons you took from Coach Bryant that you still think about to this day?
Well, I tell you what, that's a good question, Roger. And really, I'm not exaggerating here, but really the truth is that the good fortune of playing for Coach Bryant, and that really there's not really, I don't think, a day hardly that goes by that some decision or some challenge or something that I have to deal with in the course of a day that I'm not affected and don't remember some of the lessons that I learned from Coach Bryant. And one of them was, and I, last time I talked to Mal Moore on the telephone, we both agreed that this was, you know, one of his absolute best. And that was, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's just, that's helped me through a lot of situations that I put myself into and some trouble and so forth in the past. But those lessons that I learned from, and that you never give up. You just keep on keeping on. And Coach Bryant, tremendous amount of class. And he told us that he was going to teach us how to win with class and how to lose with class. And that's a big part of it, because nobody wins every game or every battle. You might, fortunately, like have a coach like Coach Saban and you go undefeated and win them all, but that's few and far between. So just those lessons that he used football kind of as his platform to really take a bunch of young men that age and teach us those kind of life lessons that are just really invaluable to me. And I know I'm speaking for probably all of us that were there during that time and that had the privilege of playing for Coach Bryant.
Oh, special for you to play for Coach Bryant, as well as all the other coaches that were on Coach Bryant's staff, like you mentioned, Brother Oliver, Pat Dye. What about Ken Donahue? I mean, he holds a special place with both Alabama and Tennessee history, but he was quite a character, a very special man as well.
Oh, there's no question about it. He was a little bit like Coach Bryant's drill sergeant. There was no give, and you know, he was just he was so intense and so committed. I can see him coming back from those games sometimes when we'd win a game, and we'd be on the plane flying back, and everybody, if we won, were kind of a little bit jovial, you know, having a little bit of enjoying the victory on the flight home or on the bus even from, and there'd be Coach Donahue. He'd have out next team stuff and would be studying, you know. He just had a level of dedication and toughness that and you always, the thing Coach Donahue, we all knew where we stood with him. There was never any, you know, easing up or favoritism or somebody gets a little better, you know, this or that than anybody else. The ground was level with Coach Donahue for everybody. He was tough on all of us, but as fair as the day is long. And he was just a great coach.
Part of a great team back in 1971, the team we're honoring coming up this Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium. And Robin, before we let you go, just what have you been up to the last few years? I'm sure you got to love watching Alabama football still, the championship last year for Coach Saban and all the success Alabama continues to have.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we have enjoyed watching Alabama play and Coach Saban and the job that he's done. There's no doubt about it. And it's just, again, I know all of us feel really incredibly blessed and fortunate that we, you know, that Coach Bryant was the coach and had the success that he did. And we were able to be a part of that winning Alabama football tradition. And then now what Coach Saban has been able to do to build on that and go on. It's just a really, powerful thing, and just in the sense that we are so fortunate to be part of that in the small way that we were 50 years ago, and now that Coach Saban has accomplished what he has, and we've been able to be part of that he's gone on with it, and he and Coach Bryant have some things in common, I really think, in terms of preparation. And one of Coach Bryant's favorite sayings that I always had, and is that it's not the will to win that matters. Everybody has that. It's the will to prepare to win that matters. And that's what that's Coach Saban, is preparation and getting the team ready to play, regardless of the team you're playing or the magnitude of the game. He gets them ready. And he's been doing it with just, no one can even begin to question Coach Saban's success. His process, it works, doesn't it, Roger?
It sure does. 6 national championships, same as Coach Bryant here at Alabama, 7 overall for Coach. It's been remarkable. Before we let you go, again, what have you been up to in the last few years? And how? I'm sure you're excited that a lot of friends and family are going to be here this weekend.
Yeah, they are. And we are excited about that. We're coming up with one of our grandsons. And we have twin 15-year-old grandsons, and coming up with our daughter-in-law, Leslie White. And our granddaughter is there at the university, and so we're going to be seeing and spending some time with her. And so we're very excited about that. And I'm a residential building contractor, and worked for a company for about the last 10 years that we primarily do ongoing maintenance and remodels. And so, yeah, I've been doing that and involved with the FCA and in our church. And so, yeah, life is good right now, real good. Actually, our grandsons and our granddaughter go to Boone High School. Our granddaughter, but they all went to Boone High School. The two boys are over there now, which was my old high school. And I live right here in the same neighborhood, just about a mile from the school. And so getting to watch Harrison play some football, and Hamilton, our other grandson, he loves the singing and the dancing and acting. And so just a lot of fun being a part of all that. And then Helen Grace was a cheerleader over at Boone during her 4 years there. And so, we're excited about, being with the family this weekend for sure.
We're excited to have you back in Tuscaloosa, Robin. Just thank you so much for joining us here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, sharing some great memories of your playing days, and hope you guys have a blast getting recognized the 1971 SEC champions. Roll Tide. Thank you.
Roll Tide, roll, Roger. And I'm very humbled by it and very excited to be up there with them. Looking forward to it.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.